all of the sweet, sweet sense, you know.
It by the phone, yeah. Sweet sensei, I come around. Me, I take a little jar and pass it around. So finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man I look for me stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon I come around, ask them where they rock or search for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reefer Rhetoric. Stop the political propaganda.
Quit it. Stop it.
As usual, I'm your host, Dean Schwag.
I'm Professor Blunston.
This is episode 21 of the show, and today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. Show notes are available on our website at reeferrhetoric.com, and you can send emails to reeferrhetoric@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Reefer Rhetoric and find us on Facebook. Also, for those wishing to share a story, feel free to call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-2872, and we'll be happy to consider playing it on the air. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes, pass us around to your friends, and take a brief moment to roll up a review on the Reefer Rhetoric iTunes page. As usual, guys, our first segment is True Facts. Let's give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Zero deaths, zero overdoses. Fact!
All right, guys, our next fact is cannabis in its natural form is one of the safest therapeutically active substances known to man.
Fact. Fact. Long-term marijuana smokers have a reduced risk of developing lung cancer. Fact. Fact.
All right, guys, our second segment is spoken words from Professor Blunston.
This next piece is entitled... They know the truth. They know the truth. In 1974, cannabis cured cancer, and we've got the proof. They know the truth. Cannabis got the juice. The least pharmaceutical toxins put in our body, their profits will no longer go through the roof. They know the truth. And now so do we. Not only the American people, but those across the world listening to my voice. Vote on the truth. Vote on cannabis. Cannabis cures. And hemp is the commodity that will revitalize America's economy. Peace. One love. All praise is due to the Creator.
Thank you very much, Professor Blunston. You guys can follow Professor Blunston on Twitter at Prof. Blunston, and he can be reached by email at profblunston@gmail.com. All right, guys, this next portion of the show is brought to you by Rhino Seeds. Cannabis seeds delivered discreetly online, best prices on the internet. This is the third segment of our show. This is Political Propaganda, where we break down stories and more. Once again, any of these stories that we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at reeferrhetoric.com. First thing we want to talk about, unfortunately, is kind of a sad note, but we're going to be okay. We're all going to fight back together on this. This comes from stash.normal.org. This is by Radical Russ Belville. Break it down, Belville. If you listen to our shows, you know that's what we call them. It's entitled Goodbye Normal Network. Fans, friends, and colleagues, this is one of the toughest emails I've ever had to write. In a nutshell, I am stopping production of the Normal Network and Normal Show Live, effective immediately. First, I want to thank each and every one of you for the tireless dedication you've exhibited in helping make this network a reality. Nobody knows much more than I how much effort it takes to produce a weekly podcast. Your contributions to the Normal Network, either podcast or videos, will always be highly valued by me. I can never thank you enough for being part of my vision to make Normal Network the 24-hour marijuana network that I just know somebody is going to create and make a ton of money on. The reason for my immediate cessation of the network is simply this: money. Normal just does not have enough of it to justify covering the expenses to produce this network. Because of this, we are not able to afford travel to the High Times San Francisco Cannabis Cup in June, despite having raised $3,500 in our WePay donations to cover travel expenses, despite bringing in $1,000 per month in advertising. Perhaps this is for the best. Normal has a new leadership that does not see any value in the 13 hours and 15 podcast/video hours of marijuana education we produce per week with no budget. He thinks I ought to be rechristened, quote, Reasonable Russ, and once Normal to cancel the show anyway. I will return to producing Normal's Daily Audio Stash, a 30-minute recorded podcast every day as I was originally hired to do. It will be available through the same feed Normal Show Live has been available, but only in 64 kbps definition. For folks that want to listen to me live, I will begin production of a new Radical Rush show, independent of Normal. We will launch June 4th. Let me just start off by saying this. I received this email from Russ yesterday, and thankfully he has posted this online so everybody can see it. I think he has kind of toned it down a little bit. I know in the email he directed it being the chair of the board, and this is, I'm sure, overall all of Normal's new leadership. So I'm sure it's not just Paul Kuhn, who's the new chair over there. I'm sure it's all of their leadership. But I've got to just start off by saying I called over to National Normal this morning.
That was funny.
And the girl that picked up, she said this was her first day on the job, which I found odd in and of itself, but she had to put me on hold to make sure about who the new chair was. And I'm sure she was getting yelled at when she had me on hold. But, you know, this is amazing.
Yeah,
when
they found out that it was Dean Schwag, they were, oh, shit. So they had to basically come out and hey, she came back to the line and told Dean Schwag, which we had already looked up who the chairperson
right.
was, but we wanted to be sure because when we initially heard the statement of him finding the podcast of no value, that sound like to me like when the people says they find cannabis of no medical value. He's on dope and dog food.
I'm gonna leave you guys a link to his page on Normal. But I mean, again, we probably have all of the board. Not obviously all of them, but a lot of them are obviously in cahoots with him. I don't get this.
Yeah. And then you know the whole. To me, it's like. It's like a CEO that comes into a company that wants to show his power, that wants to show that, hey, he's running some shit, okay? And this particular broadcast that Normal Network has been producing, he had no control of it by no means, and he wanted to control it or something of that nature, so he decides to pull the plug on it. When if you look, there's a picture of Paul Kuhn. He is standing in front of a Normal show live.
Backdrop.
Because
he was on Normal Show Live.
He was on Normal Show. So
it baffles me that he wants to cancel a show that he was on. I mean, and he finds no value in the education we're giving. And, you know, like Blunston and I were talking about before the show, that's fine. We really don't need Normal. Nothing against Radical Russ. We love Break It Down Belleville, and we want only the best
for him.
And
whatever network he go on, we're going to be with him. I mean, whatever network he goes on, we're putting it out there that 9 times out of 10, we're going to also contact
that
network.
We've got Belleville's back.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
And so,
plain and simple.
Basically, you know, Reefer Rhetoric will actually follow. But on another note, man, this guy here, I'm just baffled for words because I can't. I mean, in this movement, it's like we need all of the help we could get, okay? And for him to say that the podcast and the video feeds that are being sent out to the people are not helping.
That's some bull crap. I mean, that's just quit Kevin Sabetting. I mean, do we honestly have to bring this up every week?
Yeah, but I tell you what. We as the people, the general public, we don't need Normal. We go in the polls and vote ourselves. We don't need Normal, okay? So we need to get out and vote ourselves. And then I tell you what, to show Paul Kuhn where he come in and make a decision for the people, oh, well, that's no value. We don't need that. Tell you what, let's show him where no value really is in the dollar bill. And basically, let's have the membership decline. Let's have the membership decline. How about that? Okay.
Go ahead and call.
Yeah.
You have every right to call. You do. But versus that, you know what?
Yeah, but
we know they're not
going to
listen. It's already a whole new staff.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah, and she's new, so she really won't know what's, you know.
She's going to be like, I don't know what these people are
talking
about.
Yeah, she don't
about.
Know what's going on, so she's not going to know who to direct the call to. So versus that, let's show them that we don't need Normal. For surely. People, when Dean Schwag and I created this show, we did not have Normal in mind. We had you all in mind.
That's right.
We wanted to educate you all, the general public.
Our purpose was to educate.
Yeah,
educate
and
the
then
people
once we
cannabis,
got, and, yeah,
and,
that's it.
And that's it. And we got picked up
by the Normal Network. That was great. We loved it.
Fantastic. Phenomenal.
You know, hey, and
had
there
a great
are some
partnership while it lasted.
Right.
There's no doubt.
But and there are some great people in Normal. Okay, but so we're
no
basically.
Doubt.
I mean, there's a bunch of.
And there's some great other podcasts out there. I mean, and they're all affected through this. So we're not sitting here bitching just because it affects affects us. It affects a lot of us. But we're also saying we're fine. We'll move on. We don't need normal. We'll have our own organization. If we have to, we're going to have a good group of people that will start a cannabis organization that's going to be better than normal.
A network. A cannabis. Yeah, well, another organization, yes. But then also, there are plenty networks out there.
There's networks out there. We'll make it work. That's we're all going to be fine.
When we created this, we weren't thinking about a network. We were thinking about iTunes and podcasts and actually getting out in you all's faces at the events like we were to therefore, you know, get our show promoted. So we weren't really thinking of a network, but
it's a great idea, and it's going to live on. Don't worry about it. It just won't be the normal network. Exactly. It's going to be something else.
Exactly. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. We could talk about it forever. This one is great if you want to get pumped up and pissed.
Oh, yeah. This is not a pumped up and pissed.
Opposing views. I mean, he's an idiot.
Yeah, but see, we already knew Bitch Romney was not on
Bitch
the
Romney
cannabis.
Is a bitch. That's
yeah, we already knew he was
right,
not
right.
on the cannabis
no,
train at all, by
but
no means.
But this comes from opposingviews.com. Let me just read the beginning. It says, last week, Scott Morgan at StopTheDrugWar.com made the argument that it may be premature to think that Bitch Romney, sorry, he says Mitt, but you know, guys, I'm going to refer to him as Bitch Romney, would be worse than President Odrama when it comes to marijuana policy. He accurately pointed out that Romney was not in favor of medical marijuana, but that he also hadn't really explained his position clearly. Well, you know what?
Well,
I think
we're
he
gonna let him
explain his
yeah,
position
yeah,
pretty clearly
really
in
clear,
this YouTube
and
clip.
You know what? And you know what? I don't know the reporter's name, but they wear his ass out,
and
man.
She makes him answer.
She makes him answer, and then the two reporters that come afterwards
on the Young Turks.
They wear his ass out too. So let's let them check it out. You guys, listen to this.
All right, check this out, guys.
Mitt Romney has asked in Colorado about marijuana.
So medical marijuana is legal in Colorado. One of our viewers, Bill Ferguson, asked, should marijuana be legalized for medical use?
Aren't there issues of significance that you'd like to talk about?
The economy, the growth
of jobs, the need to put people back to work, the challenges of Iran. We've got enormous issues that we face. But you want to talk? Go ahead. Do you want
medical
to talk
marijuana.
About
marijuana?
I think marijuana should not be legal in this country. I believe it's a gateway drug to other drug violations. The use of illegal drugs in this country is leading to terrible consequences in places like Mexico and actually in our own country. I oppose legalization of marijuana. I oppose legalization of other kinds of drugs. But I can't tell you that I have a plan to get this economy going.
Let's talk about that.
All right. Yeah, see him standing next to his best friend, a big container of crude oil.
Crude oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his running mate.
And he's still harping on the marijuana is a gateway drug. That's right. Gateway to good time, motherfucker. I know. You know, that clip right there shows you a couple of things about Mitt Romney.
Right.
One, it shows you how out of touch he is. Because it's not interesting. It's not important to him, so it's not important.
Right.
Even though as he goes, can we talk about some real issues?
It also shows you, by the way, that he's only slightly more animated than a container of crude oil.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Yes. So it shows you that if it's not important to him, he doesn't think it's important, which is the idea of being out of touch.
Right.
And of course, so the fact that it is important, you know, tell it to a cancer patient or an AIDS patient or somebody who has pain they can't control or Montel Williams. Tell him that marijuana is an important issue. So it is an important issue. The fact that we're locking up, I think there was, isn't there millions of arrests every year for marijuana possession? So this is a big drain on our economy because that costs money in our criminal justice system. It's a big drain on, if cops didn't have to bother with marijuana, cops are against this too.
Yeah.
I mean, cops don't want to have to deal
well,
with
not
marijuana.
All cops are against
not
it.
Not all,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. But the point is, it's not really about the marijuana issue here. It's about the fact that this guy's running for president. He cannot pick and choose the issues on which he wants to run. So somebody asks him a question. Yes, there is a constituency out there that cares about medical marijuana. And you can't just say, all right, don't we have more important things? Yes, there are more important things to talk about than marijuana. We're asking you about marijuana. Answer it, you're running for president, and it is an issue that is a part of it is a real issue in America. Enough people are talking about it, not just progressives, not just liberals.
It's a big issue.
It's a big issue, but it's not as big as creating jobs. But okay, let's talk about jobs, Mr. Romney. You were 47th in the country, Massachusetts was, when you were governor. So why would you even want to talk about job creation? Every time you've had a chance to do it, you haven't done it.
All right, guys, so there you have it from Bitch Romney's mouth.
Gateway,
so, Gateway drug.
Gateway your mammy.
Gateway your mammy.
Gateway his mammy.
These politicians, man, I mean, some of the rhetoric they come out with, some of the Kevin Sabetting they come out with is
Kevin Sabetting.
Is to be expected, but come on now, a gateway drug? I mean, when was the last time a politician even used that argument? Really?
A gateway drug. It's the gateway drug. Really? No, but what really gets me with all this is, here it is once again, a war has been put out on nature.
Oh, it has.
Nature. So you're saying, I mean, really, so you have all these values, but you're saying these good old Christian values, moralistic, whatever, all these morals. But you're saying that this one plant, that you could not tell the difference if it was growing in a bunch of other plants if you stood back and looked out and no one not saying, okay, well, that's the cannabis plant. You couldn't tell the difference. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No, you wouldn't. And one other thing, that other guy on the Young Turks that was talking about Romney at the end, he says something about, it's not that big of an issue. He needs to answer the question, but it's not that big of an issue. We got to worry about jobs and the economy. And
that's
pisses me off. It's like, are you kidding me?
Legalize
cannabis. Legalize hemp. It's going to help the economy. You're going to have jobs open up.
What is that saying?
That's why it's like, wait a minute. You're sitting here saying there's other issues to talk about, like jobs and the economy.
That is the issue.
Exactly. That is the issue.
That is the issue.
How stupid are you guys? Really?
No, how stupid is Bitch Romney?
Oh, Bitch Romney's real stupid. So is Odrama.
Man.
Which means there's only one choice: Gary Johnson and Jim Gray.
There's only two choices.
They're running together.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's only two choices.
Yeah, Gary Johnson and Jim Gray. That's it. As a matter of fact, Jim Gray was before the Senate, he was before courts. There was a hearing last week or whatever. And he actually testified.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And
yes, and he was blasting him.
Man, he's great. Every time he talks, that guy's on the money. I mean,
he's
a
on.
Former judge, too. I mean, he used to prosecute us, like we've said before.
Yeah, he's
and
on.
He knows.
He's on.
He's on. He has every single fact and then some. Moving on, guys. This one comes from WashingtonPost.com. It's entitled, "Smoking Marijuana Can Help Ease Symptoms of Multiple Sclerosis," study suggests.
Even though we don't like using that word marijuana,
it says
cannabis. It's cannabis.
It's
and even though
cannabis.
In my piece in the beginning of my fact, I said marijuana. But if that's what is actually written sometimes, we can't create plagiarism.
Well, it's okay for us to refer to it as cannabis, but we can't, especially in quotes, like
right.
I've said before. But
right.
again, I like to give the headlines, for the most part, just read them directly. This is an issue we've known about, though. I mean, talking about MS and how cannabis can help MS patients, I mean, in my opinion, this is something we've known for a long time. Don't get me wrong, it's fantastic. Places like the Washington Post are picking it up and putting it out there because
we need
to get educated on
this stuff. Yeah, and we need positive information like this to actually be put in the media, in their faces, okay?
In their faces. Absolutely.
Because the media, they've spread enough negative propaganda, and, I mean, the people reading it, they're listening to it. But here it is, the more people that see headlines like this on the newspapers.
Right, and absolutely,
and
read it. If you want to click the show notes, you can read the whole thing. But this is talking about cannabis helping relieve muscle tightness linked to multiple sclerosis. It's great. I mean, it makes sense.
It makes you. Wait a minute. It goes back to that statement I said, relaxed, instead of coming
relaxed.
In high. Because
right.
if you was high, I don't think your muscles would be relaxing if you're high.
Right.
You're too high up. Everything is stretched up. You're looking up in the air.
Well, it helps. It makes sense. It helps relieve the muscles in my stomach, too. Having IBS.
It makes you relax.
So you come in relaxed. Exactly.
You come in relaxed. Yeah. So that's why I say
back pain, whatever.
As a matter of fact, you know what, guys? We have a guest in the studio. He may just, what's up, guest? How you doing? Are you going to say something?
Doing all right. Glad to be here.
You see, so we do have a guest in the studio, you know, but basically a lot of our guests that come in, they prefer to, remain anonymous, and we understand. I mean, we understand that, but we do appreciate, the guests
that
do
pop
in.
And
you know, they want to come in and check us out and see what we're doing. And of course, they're cannabis supporters and partakers in the herb of the field. And wait a minute, this is not a policeman that claims he could sniff in the weed, is it?
Oh, well, I certainly.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? I want to say I'm glad we brought that up because I was driving. Listen, I was riding down the freeway. I was in Austin, okay. The guy was smoking a cigarette, okay, and that smell and this fact. I don't know if it was hot out there and the humidity. The humidity was bringing. I don't know what it was. Maybe that was helping the smell come float back to the car. But as we were riding on the freeway, we're going about at least 45, 50, and I smelt cigarette. I do not smoke. I smelt cigarette, and then when he threw it out, for surely,
as I got by it, I smelled it. I looked, I said, oh, there's a cigarette. And I remember, I looked, I said, you know what? So if you're driving behind someone and they're smoking, according to the weather, according to what's going on, yes, you can smell the smoke coming out of that car. I wanted to say that.
All right, well.
In the defense, I mean, like I said,
That's fine.
I mean, kind of, but.
But still, there shouldn't be.
My window was down, and it wasn't coming through the vent. No, it wasn't coming through the vent. My window was down, and so was his.
Good bug smells like a fucking skunk. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So how can you sit there and say it's for sure cannabis? I mean, I drive down the road, and somebody hit a skunk. Oh, it stinks. I'm like,
shit, no. No. They don't smell like that. No, because a skunk literally smells like burnt rice.
You ever had some skunk bud, though? I know you've had some
skunk. Well, yeah, I've had some skunk bud, but it don't smell like burnt rice. Now, we have skunks running around. They often get ran over in the road, and you smell that burnt rice smell. I've never had any bud. And if you ever bring me some bud swag with some burnt rice smell, I'm going to tell you, get your ass out of here with that shit, man.
Man, my point is, give me a break. This cop should not be basing it on a smell. That's
why.
What I'm saying. I mean, they shouldn't be like, okay, I smell something. I should be able to pull him. So you think they should?
No. I mean, well, I smell something, so I pull him over. No.
My point. I understand that you're saying it's still, yeah, I can smell it.
But if he's behind you and his window's down and that smell's coming out of your car and he actually gets, and that smell's, like that smell came from that cigarette, he would know, okay, that's
right,
the car right there.
Now, I understand that. Right. I do understand
because
that.
Because I knew that truck right there is smoking a cigarette. Damn, dude, that dude smoking a cigarette. And then boom, okay, of course. I mean, but anyway.
They got bigger issues to worry about.
Yeah, they really do.
That's my biggest point about all of this. What's the cannabis smoker lost somewhere going, you know, taking a U-turn too slow or something? I mean, why is he getting pulled over anyways?
Because he's trying to get some Funyuns.
Man, moving on. This next story comes out of Seaville.com. It's entitled, City Council Addresses Marijuana Enforcement Problem. A resolution that would have marked a shift in city council policy toward prosecuting marijuana possession was ultimately passed by city council last week as a watered-down request for the state to re-examine its drug policy, but that didn't keep the debate over legalization from raging on. At the May 7th council meeting, the chambers overflowed with citizens ready to argue for or against marijuana decriminalization. After hearing from recovering drug addicts, attorneys, students, and parents, council members discussed the resolution at length. The original draft consisted of two parts, the first encouraging the Charlottesville Police Department to deprioritize by reducing punishment for possession and focusing on other crimes. The final paragraph proposed that the city address the Virginia General Assembly about a statewide decriminalization. It was the only portion that passed. So, again, we talk about this time and time again. You got to take baby steps in these places. But the fact that the chambers is overflowing with citizens, whether they're for or against it, just shows that this is a topic that needs to be discussed. But all these politicians are saying it's not a big deal.
What did Ben say?
He said it wasn't a big deal, basically. He said it's not something that
we
need to be
worried about. Well, the Charlottesville police chief, you know, Tim Longo, he says that
cannabis
is already deprioritized in the city, but I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I mean, he says that, but apparently the people...
We do need still new drug policies. There's no doubt about it, across the board. Not just there, but everywhere.
And for this police chief to say that it has already been deprioritized, I guess, you know, that's good. That's a good in there.
My problem goes back to, look, I know there's some good law enforcement out there.
Right, we have LEAP.
But I have a hard time believing just a normal police chief. I mean, he's saying that, you know, possession only makes up less than 3% of all 2001 charges. 2001? I mean, and not only that, what is this 3% stuff? I mean, give me numbers. So there's still 3%? What about that 3%? Those 3% shouldn't be locked up.
At all.
Nobody should be locked up.
At all, especially if it's for just cannabis. You know, come on, man.
I still got a riff. So, but you know, again, like we just said at the beginning of the show, and like we always say, baby steps is necessary. I understand that. And eventually, our country's going to change. The federal government's going to have to get involved and wake up. They already are. Obama's just an idiot.
And like Jim Gray, like former Vice President Jim Gray says, 2 years after it's done, then people are going to look back and say, really? Why did we really did that?
Right.
Really? What was
future
wrong
Future Vice
us?
President.
That's what I
president.
Said. Future. I'm so, oh, future. My bad, future.
But yes, you're right, and he's exactly right. 2 years after this has all changed and we re-legalize cannabis and legalize hemp, we will. Even those that oppose it, even the RDPs and the Kevin Sabets of the world are going to turn around and go, what in the hell were we thinking?
Exactly.
You know what? Moving on, because they're going to wake up, and everyone out there right now that still opposes is going, no, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say that. Yeah, bullshit. Just wait. Okay? Moving on. This next one comes out of azcentral.com. It's entitled Arizona Business and Money Applications for Medical Marijuana Sites Open. State plans to approve 126 dispensaries soon. Mm-hmm. The Arizona Department of Health Services will accept applications for medical marijuana dispensaries through 5 p.m. on May 25th. Under the voter-approved Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, the state can have 126 medical marijuana dispensaries, but the application process had been stalled because of lawsuits and rulemaking. Would-be marijuana dispensary operators must pay a $5,000 fee. If they are not selected, the state will return $1,000, state health officials said. Applicants must be at least 21 years old and cannot be a law enforcement officer or a physician who is currently writing certifications for patients. Applicants also cannot have certain felony convictions within the last 10 years. Applicants can operate up to 5 dispensaries.
Wonderful. That was the governor. Remember, she's the one who said she wasn't backing down. Her name was, I would kind of mention her.
I'm not even sure.
Well, the governor of Arizona.
Right.
Okay, we could just say the governor of Arizona. You all know who she is. And
it's been backed. Yeah. And we're always applauding the people, the politicians that are going to be backing what the voters approve.
And basically, she kept her word. Once she became governor, she kept her word. As a matter of fact, she followed Gary Johnson, who's the future president.
Yeah. Nah. Gary Johnson is a wonderful man, and so is Jim Gray. That's why I'm really pumped about that third-party ticket this year, guys. I cannot read
that third-party ticket, people, so let everyone know that.
Get out there and vote, and there is more of a choice than just Mitt Romney and President Odrama.
Exactly.
There are other choices.
Yeah.
So, moving on. This next one comes from community.statesmanjournal.com. It's entitled, Oregon's Race for Attorney General, Marijuana vs. Unions. As my colleague Peter Wong noted in his story about Tuesday's primary election, marijuana has turned into a big issue in the Democratic campaign for attorney general. One of the Democratic candidates, Dwight Holton, called me late Friday to alert me that his opponent, Ellen Rosenblum, supposedly has received more money from a pro-marijuana legalization group. That was followed by this news release from his campaign. It's entitled, Holton Challenges Rosenblum to Stop Hiding Contributions as Drug Legalization Activists Appear to Be Trying to Buy Oregon's Attorney General Election.
Well,
you guys can read this.
Regardless to whether they're trying to buy, hey, if that's happening, the drug legal. I would say the ending prohibition legalization activists. The ending prohibition. But even if that's what they are doing with her campaign, that's no different than the alcohol and the pharmaceutical companies been doing to you guys. Okay,
Republicans and Democrats are being
so Dwight Holton. Sit your ass down, man. Sit your ass down. Move around. You know what? I am so sick of politicians when they campaign. They always want to bring up negative. Look, man, there's an issue going on across the United States, okay? And in particular, your state, the people want cannabis legal totally, okay? So get off of it, man, okay? Dwight, get smooth off of it. If you're not going to be listening to the people. People, you got Oregon. You see, Dwight Holton is on some bullshit. He's on dope and dog food.
So
do not put him in office.
Put Ellen Rosenblum in.
Do not put him in office. He wants to bring up, the drug activist organizations is giving him money. Man, move around, man. Move your ass around.
All right, guys. We're going to move on, too.
How'd he take me a hit? Dwight got me crunk over here. This is ridiculous.
Is he getting money from the drug activist organizations?
I wonder where Holton's money is coming from.
Yeah. Like
Budweiser?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one of the big pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, where's your money coming from, player?
Moving on. This is a positive story, guys. I'm glad we got something positive after that. Blunston's all pissed off over here. This one comes from rawstory.com. It's entitled PBS Documentary Sheds Light on Cannabis's Cancer-Killing Properties.
Okay, hold up. I'm not all pissed off. I'm supposed to be smoked off.
Now he's good. The cancer-killing properties of marijuana were the subject of discussion in a PBS documentary that aired this week to little media fanfare. What a surprise. While using marijuana to kill cancer may sound like a wild claim to some, it struck Dr. Prakash Nakaraki as a great idea. In his studies as professor of pathology and microbiology for the University of South Carolina, he tested synthetic cannabis drugs on cancer cells and developed a formula that was able to completely eradicate cancer cells in a test tube.
Eradicate them.
That's smooth, right.
Have them to smooth move around.
That's right.
Can you say smooth move around?
Yeah, cannabis kills. You know what it kills? Cancer cells.
But they don't, but then they put that on a PBS documentary, okay?
So,
how much of the general population actually watch PBS?
Well, we all have access to PBS, and it's available right now to watch.
We have access to it, but how many people actually come home at 5 and 6 in the evening, 7, and watch PBS?
Well, people would watch it if there was, again, the media access saying this show is coming out. It says right at the beginning there's very little media fanfare. And they're not going to let the people know that this show is coming on
PBS.
But we're letting them know. Guess what? Not only that, you can go to PBS and watch it for free. You can click a link on this site and watch it for free. Watch it.
Yeah.
We're going to get it out there because
we're
part of the media too. And our media, Reefer Rhetoric, Can of Truths, we're going to get you that information.
This is ridiculous. It needs Fox. Okay, that should have been some information. You know, that should have been some advertisement on Fox, ABC, NBC.
It's extremely positive.
Where's the Discovery? Hold on. How come Discovery hadn't picked it up? Now you're showing Marijuana Inc. and all these other shows. Why have you not picked this documentary up?
They ought to pick up some documentaries in general because there's a lot of good documentaries out there that people need to watch.
There really is. They're like the
Union.
Well, yeah, but like the one on the pharmaceutical. Psychotropic, the killing.
Yeah.
On psychotropic drugging.
Hemsters, the one we saw. There's some good ones, man.
Hemsters will be great.
Absolutely.
All right, guys.
Well, we got to move on, though. Got to move on. All right, guys, as usual, this next portion of the show is brought to you by Gilligan's Smokin' Stuff out of Waco, Texas.
For the finest water pipes in Central Texas, come by and visit Gilligan's Smokin' Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco, Texas. Or come visit us on the web at www.hotsmokeshop.com. For all your fine discraft needs, come by Gilligan's Smoke Shop. For novelties, come by Gilligan's Smokin' Stuff. For your finest hookahs, water pipes, and pipes, we just say no to imported crap. So come see us at Gilligan's Smokin' Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive. Or you may call us at 254-732-4868.
All right, guys, as usual, that brings us to our fourth and final segment, the Reefer Rhetoric Awards.
I love this segment.
First and foremost, the anti-cannabis politicians of the week go to...
Bitch Romney.
The RDP administration.
And the Odrama administration.
All right, guys, our pro-cannabis story of the week is the one we just told you about, the PBS documentary. And last and not least, our Freedom Fighters of the week go to...
Future President... Gary Johnson.
And the Honorable Judge.
Vice President.
That's right. Future Vice President.
Yes.
Jim Gray. Gary Johnson, Jim Gray, 2012, guys. Can't say it enough. That will wrap up episode 21 of Reefer Rhetoric. Stop the political propaganda.
Quit. Stop it.
As usual, I'm your host, Dean Schwag.
I'm Professor Bloodston.
And we look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
All right.
Yeah, this little fat thing, she and me darling. Me have it stashed well in my cat.